Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, we were learning that our marriage is to be a picture of the love of God for the church. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, my personal opinion is that in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 32, now I'm not going to read that entire portion to you. I want you to see that portion right now. Write it down and go back and read it. But it's addressing the local church in relationship to being a local church. But I think that he makes distinctions with husband and wife there in verses 22 through 32. So often pastors over the years, and I've been one of them, have preached on verses 22 through 32, and it's not wrong to use that way, but of the fact that how a husband is to love his wife, how a wife is to be in subjection to her husband, and on down about the husband-wife relationship, as it deals with that in those verses of Ephesians 5, 22 through 32. And so we have dealt with that passage in that way. But I believe it is showing us that marriage is to be a picture of the love that God has for the church, that is, every saved person, the called out assembly of believers in the local church as well, because he set up the local church. That's his making. And so our marriage is to reflect that. For an example, how I love my wife should be an example to my family and to others with whom I come in contact, how to love God. The Bible says there in Ephesians chapter 5, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He was ready and willing and did die for us. That's the kind of love I have to, not that I have to, I choose to have for my wife. And then my wife is to be submissive because she loves me and she's told to love me. But it is a submission as a Christian that she has to me because she loves the Lord. Now, what we are demonstrating is that the relationship of a believer, we're called the bride of Christ. But in a marriage, I'm representing to my wife and to my children and to the world about me of the relationship we have with Christ because I am to love her with all. Her submission is showing believers how they are to be submitted to Christ. So I'm showing my family and others how God loves us, and she is showing how we, as Christians, men and women, are to be submitted unto God. I've heard, and I'm going to delve away from this just a moment, I've heard men get on this idea of submission so strongly. And yet, they don't question their own How are they showing love for God? Now, we are representing Jesus Christ. I should love her because I do love her, but because it pleases God to love her in a way that he would love us. And she should be submitted to him because she loves him, but more so because she loves God, and she should be submitted to him. Now, love of God and love of each one is what it is. We don't just say, well, I love God because he told me to, and I love my wife because she told me to. And actually, you don't have a real love for her. You say, well, I got to do it. No, you love her. She is to be submitted to you and to love you. And so, we are to have this love for the Lord, and we are to show people what that is, because we're showing other Christians not only how you love your husband or wife, but we're showing them how God loves us. That man that wants his wife to be submitted and treat her like a slave on the market or something like that is much, much of far, far away from the love that God has for us. You know, the Lord tells me to pour out my heart to him. Boy, some men, if their wife starts pouring their heart out to them, there's trouble. Okay. Saying how they feel. You know, I've had times that, Lord, why would you let that happen? And then he has taken time to show me over time, which made me ashamed to even ask why, but even the Lord on the cross said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So make sure that in your marriage, that's what it shows, but that's that love. So often, when I counsel couples that are having marital problems and also in premarital counseling, what I find out, and I tell the premarital ones that this is what could come up, but I've found in talking to couples come into me for marital counseling. And basically, I start out and just tell the couple, okay, now, this one, let's just say, well, just for an example sake, say that it's the, we'll let the wife speak first. You've got about 5 minutes. You just say what you think the problem is and what the solution is. And you go on it. And then the husband will say, you can't interrupt, don't interfere. You listen as she talks. She gets done. I say, okay, no, wife, you will listen while he takes 5 minutes and he talks. And you don't interfere. And so often I'll see one or the other try to interfere. And I say, wait a minute now, you're not supposed to talk. If you're going to keep breaking in, this thing's over right now. You guys don't want help. You're wanting to fight or establish something yourself. So usually that'll be happening. And what I find is the problem. Let me go on with that, saying that because I was talking to her about this. I just expanded just a moment. Concerned about the response about the spouse keeping their word than they are about giving one's word in marriage as one gives the marriage vow. So they're worried more about the spouse keeping their word than they are about keeping their own word. What is that word? Well, in the marriage vows, to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. But we say also, in sickness and health, rich or poor, better or worse. Okay, we get those things in to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Now, you're giving your word. You're giving your word. So what if worse is that your spouse cheats on you? What if poor is that, man, you guys are living almost in poverty conditions, and maybe he's too lazy to work, maybe she is spending money and you can't make enough money for what she spends. Whatever it is, it's poor, and it's money problems really usually end up causing more problems than adultery does in a marriage. I mean, it's stronger, it seems like. And so it might be rich or poor, it might be better or worse, it might be in sickness and health. I've known of people that a spouse got very sick, and because of their physical sickness and things that went wrong with them, they would never be able to have children. and other things of that nature, that the other spouse is somewhat like a nurse to them. Okay? It's to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Love, honor, and cherish. Sickness, health, rich or poor, better or worse. That is not multiple choice, okay? When you gave your word and you break that word that you're not going to love, honor, and cherish them, then you're a liar. But you don't know what they did. I don't have to know what they did. You said that you, better or worse, sickness, health, rich or poor. You said your word was to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Now, you don't kill them, okay? But till death do us part. So, you know, a lot of people in this divorce, things like that, if they would just go back to what their word was and realize, for an example, if a man or a woman cheated in marriage, they're a liar because they broke their word. They broke their word. And by the way, I've had the unfortunate responsibility to question somebody that's been in adultery when a husband and wife are having problems and things like that. And boy, Ted, I've heard some excuses and everything. But really, what I've viewed of spouses, that is the greatest hurt ever. And more with the ladies, they say, I've just wanted somebody to love me. And every time one has said that, I said, well, it's your husband God wants to love you, and you have to love him as well and be in subjection. That usually ends it right there, to be honest with you. With a husband, I had one husband who says, well, I felt like we, the way we got married, that we, I was obligated because we had had premarital sex before marriage, and because we did, I felt like I had to go ahead and marry her. She wasn't pregnant, but felt like he had to go ahead and marry her. And that was the right thing to do when you go back and look at the law and so forth. That was the right thing to do. But what he didn't realize, love was a choice. So I went through and shown him how that in the Old Testament, the parents arranged the marriages. For the most part, they didn't choose their own spouses. You know, I mean, some cases they did, but in a lot of cases they didn't. And they got arranged, and either the woman, a lot of times a woman didn't have a choice, but the men had a choice, but sometimes even the men didn't have a choice. And yet, the command was to love your wives. Love them, even though it wasn't the one you chose. Now, and I showed one man that. He says, I just don't love her, but, you know, this lady I've met at work, she is, oh, I love her. Let me tell you something about this work, and I know I've gotten off the answer here from my, I'm writing to my listener, but I'm saying this because it just is on my heart.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.